child of our time, turning 20. It came as a great surprise and delight that last month, whilst browsing BBC iPlayer, I stumbled upon the final one-off episode of Child of Our Time. I was elated to see this programme, as it was a much-needed follow-up of these children, well, now adults. Every so often over the course of 2018 and 2019, I wondered if we would see an update of Child of Our Time. This was a series commissioned by the BBC and the Open University, which followed 25 children who were born around the turn of the millennium, up until the age of 20, and it aimed to explore the questions of nature versus nurture. As far as I'm aware, I watched it right back from the very beginning. It has been a continuous feature of my life at a time I was developing myself and growing into the person who I am. These children were 8 years behind me, so the exploration of their development came at an apt time of my life when I was thinking and learning about what makes me, me. Below is a BBC trailer, right back from 2002. There were frequent follow-ups when the children were younger, before the age of 10, see the first photo below, but then the frequency of these updates massively decreased, with only one in 2013 and one in 2017, which is the second photo below, and then it went silent. It is such a shame that there wasn't a full update, as these years, the transition from teenager to young adult, is such an interesting time. The process of creating this documentary film series meant the television cameras were rolling all the time and caught moments both big and small that when watching old clips back remind me of these formative years. For example, it caught the newsworthy ones, such as when Alison Lapper, one of the children's mums, had a statue taken of herself when she was pregnant with Paris, and this was unveiled on the fourth plinth of Trafalgar Square. But it significantly also caught the children and parents' reactions to developments less momentous, with changes in national politics, culture, and how we use technology and the forms of technology. It is a precious time capsule. The BBC commissioned this one-hour special called Turning 20. It gives a useful and interesting insight into a few children entering their 20th year on planet Earth. However, I do have some criticisms. It was way, way too short. It should have been made into a multi-episode series which explored different themes with all of the children throughout the 20 years. The editing of the one-off programme was not the best, with a couple of clips and introductions repeated a few times, so this wasted valuable seconds in this short summary episode of 1 hour. It also saddens me that it was not possible in particular to follow the life of Paris Lepper in his final years. He died at the end of last year of a suspected accidental drug overdose. I was so sad when I heard the news that he had died. In this episode, a tribute was paid to him, and rightfully so, but I think this should have been more substantial, and a further episode could have then gone on to explore issues with mental health. The children who did not make it onto the BBC One Hour special, as well as further interviews with the ones who did, can be found on the Open University website, that the link is here. I really appreciate the fact that these clips are available. I wish they were a lot longer, but it gives a brief follow-up into a wider range of children. It is fascinating seeing clips of them as babies, toddlers, small children and young teens. It elicits such memories of me tuning in to BBC One, watching it as a child on the telly. It makes you realise what wonders could have been produced if it was made into a full-length series. Ugh. Further information about Child of Our Time can be found here on the Open University website. Below is a video with Eve and Jamie when they were interviewed just over a month ago by Lorraine talking about this new Turning 20 episode. I hope that one day the rights can be sorted out and the entire series, every single episode of Child of Our Time, can be put in order on BBC iPlayer. For now, there are a few snippets, but also some full episodes that have been uploaded to YouTube. Speak soon. Samuel.